put our hands together. We thank the Lord for these beautiful young people. And let's say amen for Sister Riley. Hallelujah. Amen. We do thank and praise God for being God all by himself. Let us stand as we prepare to make our proclamation. And you can turn it to Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 26, as we prepare to make our proclamation. Standing all over the building, those of you that can and will, let us hold our Bibles high. Let us hold our Bibles high and repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. All over the building, Acts chapter 26. Together we will read verse 22. Acts chapter 26. Together we will read verse 22. And you have it, say amen. Let us read. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue until this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other thing. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. I need you to take someone by the hand, look at them with their sanctified smile, and repeat after me. Neighbor, I am a miracle going someplace to happen. Look at your other neighbor on the other side. Neighbor, I ain't kidding. Hallelujah. Man, the Lord, I've been having fun in the Lord all day. I'm a miracle going someplace to happen. If that describes you, please raise your hand. Hallelujah. This passage is very, very close to my heart. It's basically about Paul, and this is a chapter where Paul is going before King Agrippa, and he's telling King Agrippa, and that was his sister Cassandra had read earlier, about how God has raised him up and how God had brought him through. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. If you still have your Bibles open, stay with me in chapter 26, and let me read verse 9. Follow along with me. Acts chapter 26, verse 9. It said, I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from chief priests. But first of all, I verily thought. Somebody say, I thought. Now, Paul is telling them, he said, you know what? The least of all people, I'm in a situation that I know had to be of God because I didn't start out like this. He said, you know what? When I got started, I just thought I was big enough to do whatever I felt like I wanted to do. How many of us started out like that? As soon as I leave mama's house, ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. Because, baby, I'm in it now, honey. I'm in it. Paul was letting them know. He said, listen, I thought I was all that, 4 bags of chips and a whole case of soda. And I stepped out to do my own thing, my own way, the way I wanted it. And I wasn't taking stuff off of nobody. If that describes you, raise your hand. God got me in the right place. But guess what? I wanted you. And Paul is telling me, he said, it surprises me that God has me in a position to talk to anybody, considering how I started out. I'm surprised that God would call me to even pick up paper in the church, let alone have an office in the church. I don't see how God could use somebody like me. But to God, Spirit, he looked beyond all of my faults and decided, oh, my knees, I'm so glad today. Somebody said, can you say I'm glad? Paul said, verily I thought myself. He said, out of anybody that needs to be calling on the name of the Lord, I am the least of all. Come on, can you say I'm the least? Somebody say I'm the least. But Paul said, you know what? Don't take my word for it. Let me tell you my testimony. He said, when I first started out beating Christians up. I started out knocking them in the head, throwing them in the prison. They thought they was in the way. I kicked them out of the way. Didn't care what their name was. Didn't respect nobody. And nobody respected me. But I didn't care. How many of us remember those days when we were too cute? You know what? You didn't like me. I didn't like you either. Big deal. Ain't no big deal on you. Hallelujah. We had those attitudes, didn't we? But somebody tell your neighbor, God give you an attitude adjustment. When Paul came out, he was so tough. He said, look at here. I'm big enough to whoop everybody and everything standing in my way. I'm surprised that God will call somebody like me. I'm still in the Bible. He said, look at here. I even went to the chief priest, told them to shut up. If you've ever told somebody to shut up older than you, just smile. See, you know what? When we get full of ourselves, can we get full of ourselves? When we get full of ourselves, we talk back to everybody. I talk back to my mama. She was on the other side of the door, but I talk back to mama. If I talk back to her in her face, y'all never would have met me. But I would tell her, mama tell me what I need to do, and I close the door. You ought to do it yourself. But then she said, what you say? Nothing. I didn't say nothing, mama. All right, but guess what? When I went on the schoolyard, yeah, mama better not say that to me no more. But I was at school, mama was at home. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. But that's what Paul, he said, look at here. When the Lord called me, he called through some stuff. Yes, he did. But guess what? What he is saying here, and I'm still right here. He said, look at here. I thought to do contrary things. I thought I was going to have it all by myself. I thought I was going to name it and claim it. But God, somebody say, but God. But God has some tricks up his sleeve. I tell you, like my sister say, God got jokes. How many of y'all know God got jokes? See, let me tell you, God will put us in situations that he will let us know. When you think you king, he is king. When you think you all that, he is all that. When you want to be all that and more, he is all that and more. God knows how to break you down. Somebody say, break it down. Somebody say, break it down. God has to break us down before some of us will even learn how to look up. Let me say that again. I said on this side because they didn't get it. God knows how to break you down so you will be able to look up. Some of us is riding so high, we don't look at nobody and nothing. We would rather stomp on a person before we would speak to a person. But God knows how to break you down. Somebody say, break it down. And that's what Paul is talking about in still Acts chapter 26, verse 16. First of all, he said he was out there killing and beating up people. And then he got on his horse. And he said, when the Lord knocked him out, he said, the Lord Jesus asked him, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And he said, Lord, who are you? Who are you? There came a time in all of our life, if it hasn't come, you keep living. There will come a time in your life where you have to meet the Lord all by yourself. There will come a time that God will bust you up in your game. Hallelujah. You think your game is going good? God's got a game for you you ain't never seen. And God knows how to get you in that game and break you down.
Saul was running around talking about he was all that breathing fire. But God said, hold up a minute. I'm God of this land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you ain't been there, keep living. Most of us are in church today because God stepped in our game and changed the rules. Most of us serve God now because when we were between a rock and a hard place, we couldn't get nothing and nothing was coming to us. That's because God stopped the flow of his blessing. But all thanks be to God. Somebody say thanks be to God. When God stepped in my mess, he changed me from a mess into a miracle. Hallelujah. I'm so glad today. I can tell Paul stands before King Agrippa. He said, oh, King, you don't know who you're talking to. I used to be a walking mess until I met God, and God knocked me off my horse. He made me blind so that I could see. And now I got to tell everybody, having been helped by God, I can talk to everybody. Because when God woke me up, I realized how dirty I was. You know what? There was a time when I would speak to dirty people, but the Lord let me know I was dirty. I wouldn't talk to ugly people, but the Lord showed me where I've been ugly. See, y'all don't know how ugly you are. Look in the mirror. Yeah, see, something. I ain't ugly. You ain't looked in a sanctified mirror before with your ugly self. That's right. If you ain't tithing, you ugly. If you ain't praying, you ugly. You ain't been in Sunday school, you ugly. I would say all ugly people raise your hand, but I don't want nobody to know you. Well, so let me. No, I'm just happy. Y'all know I'm happy. I'm happy. So he's saying, when I started out, I was a nothing and a nobody. I didn't respect myself, so how could I respect anybody else? On this young people's day, we have young people growing up right now that don't respect nobody. Say what they want to say to anybody they feel like saying it to, and then we have unlearned parents who back them up in their ugliness. We have young people will stand and tell mama what they're not going to do, and then mama get mad when the principal call and say, come and get your child, and the children say, I didn't say that. You know they lying because they talk back to you before they left home. And somewhere down the line, we got to put a mess. We got to put a stop to ugliness. Somebody say, I'm stopping ugly on my road. Somebody say, I'm stopping ugly on my road. So here it is. When he's standing before King Agrippa, he said, I've got to tell you the truth. When the Lord knocked me off my horse, then I began to see who I am. And if I'm talking about you, I'm glad you're here. There were times when we were at home and we thought our parents were stupid and ignorant until we left home and we realized the reason we were blessed is because God had blessed mama to take care of the business. When we get our backs up against the wall, we realize it's not because we're so fine, but it's because somebody is praying for us to make it through. That's how we got where we are. Somebody say, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. But we have to understand, Paul had to get to that point that he had to understand who was really God. And let's look at verse 22, which is our text. It says, having therefore obtained help of God. Has anybody in here ever received help from God? Has anybody received help from God? See, we don't like to tell that because we like for people to think we've always had it like that. I don't know about you, but I have not always had a car to run good. There were some cars I had to lay my hands on in the name of Jesus so they can get started. I don't know about you, but but I have not always had enough money to pay my mortgage. But when I pay my tithe, I say, God, I took care of your business. I need you to take care of my business. And somewhere between midnight and morning, God made sure my mortgage got paid, not because I'm so good, but because he's so good. Somebody say, help me, Lord. Somebody say, help me, Lord. So I can say as Paul, having therefore received help from God. Oh, I got to back that up again. How many of y'all received help from God? How many of y'all received help from God? So let me tell you. See, Paul is saying, I'm trying not to say anything, but God's been so good to me. I can't keep it to myself. I'm trying not to shout, but if you could just see where he brought me from, I don't want to scream all day long, but every time when I think about the goodness of Jesus, woo, if I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And I just thank God. Can anybody say, I thank God? Can anybody say, I thank God? See, he was saying, look at here, look at here. I'm in verse 16. Verse 16, he said, but rise and stand up on thy feet. He was saying, he said, King Agrippa, when the Lord knocked me off my horse, didn't know which way I was going, didn't know how to get from point A to point B, but I heard Jesus. Can somebody say, I heard him? I heard Jesus. He told me to stand up. You know what? Years ago, I was in my mess, and I was wallowing in my mess like a pig. But one day, I heard Jesus told me, he said, stand up, my child. I was in the middle of my mess. Do y'all remember your mess? He didn't wait till I got cleaned up, but right in the middle of my mess, he told me to stand up. Did God tell you to stand up? Did God tell you to stand up? See, some of y'all still in y'all mess, so y'all can't say nothing. But if God told you to stand up in your mess, I want to see your hand. If you stood up when he told you to stand up, I want you to stand up. I stood up in my mess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a seat. Have a seat. So he was saying, look at here. Look at here. He said, Jesus told me to stand up. And then he said, I have a purpose for your life. Child of God, when God saved you, he put a purpose to your life. Maybe you don't understand it right now, but if you keep on doing what God told you to do, I guarantee you, purpose will come out of your life. If you keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, I guarantee purpose is coming out of your life. We don't live our life by the seat of our pants, but we live our life every day giving God glory, giving God praise, giving God the honor, because it is God who told you to stand up. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then he said, look at here. He said, I make thee a minister, a witness of both these things which thou hast seen and which things I will appear unto thee. It's hard for us sometimes to serve God because most of us have not seen anything. But I guarantee you, if God ever shows you one miracle, another miracle is coming. If God ever opens a window for you, keep looking because a door is coming right behind it. If God ever answers one prayer, keep looking because another prayer is coming after that. If God ever opens a crack, keep looking. The whole hole is coming. Why? Because he said, I need somebody to go before the people, and you look just like the one I'm looking for. And somebody said, but Lord, I can't be a minister. I can't tell nobody nothing. Child of God, catch your breath. I like 1 Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. How many of you know when the Lord saved you, he started something good in you? Uh-huh. Did he start something good in you? Well, the Lord told me to tell you, you keep living and you keep trusting and you keep holding. And when you get your opportunity to tell somebody, you know, when we think of ministry, we think of a whole big old church. Maybe your congregation is just one person. When you go and stand up, you say, look here, I know the Lord can use you, because the way I used to be nasty. I used to be filthy, but God saved me. So if he can save somebody like me, he can use you too. And then you can go to the next person. Look at here. I know what kind of person I used to be, but thanks be to God, I'm not the same way I used to be. Hallelujah. And then you can go tell this other person, look at here, baby. I know you all that, but I know a God. You think you something now? Give your hand to God. He got stuff for you you ain't never seen. And then you say, well, what was Paul saying? Paul is saying, look, he said, look, considering, somebody say considering. Considering what God has brought me through, there is nothing in my life that God cannot do. Considering, hallelujah, when you have your darkest midnights and you call on God, how many of you know he will come through? When you behind the biggest rock that you ever want to be behind, how many of you know God will move that rock just like it's a pebble? And then when you're in your darkest night, when you don't have any light anywhere, God will shine a light from heaven and he will light up all around you. How many of you know that? So Paul is saying, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue until this day witnessing. That's what the Lord is saying. When you look at what all has God has done for you already, why do you worry about tomorrow? When you look at the miracles that God has done for you already, why do you worry about the economy? If God has been feeding you for 30 plus years, the scriptures say the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to God. And if God is your daddy and you want steak, he said, baby, what kind do you want? Do you want T-bone? Do you want filet mignon? Or do you want sirloin? Your father owned a cattle on 1,000 hills. What do you want? Paul is saying, I have to trust him. I have to serve him. Considering what I used to be, I have to give him glory. And church, I just came to tell you today, I feel just like Paul. Considering where I started out, I didn't have enough sense to talk to a crooked fence. But thanks be to God, God saw something in me I ain't never seen in myself. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. When I wanted to walk away, God called me out of the deepest black part of my mess. And he said, come here. I want to close you with a message. So guess what? Jesus, God didn't take my past and do away with it. But God took my past and made a platform for me. Now I can stand and tell a dying world, Jesus is Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And I'm so glad today I can stand up against anybody and tell them what thus said the Lord. I talk about a God who will open doors for you. I'm talking about a God who will chuck down blessings for you. I'm talking about a God that got more healing in the hem of his garment than all of the drugstores all over the land and country. I'm telling you about a God. Somebody say, I know that God. Somebody say, I know that God. And when Paul stood there, I can see Paul saying, he looked back over his life and he is saying, where I stand now is amazing to me. I'm nobody special, but God loves me so much. He sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross that I could have a right to the tree of life. He's saying, after he's done that for me, what else can I do? but to try to save somebody else. And I can see him standing there saying, you don't have to listen to me because I got on a road. But would you listen to me just if I came just as myself? He said, you know what? The robe don't make me sanctify. But if you could see the scars on my body, if you could see the pain that God has brought me through, if you can count the tears that I cry, if you could see how many times he fed me when I didn't have nothing to eat, how many bills he paid for me when I didn't have no money, how many times he rocked me to sleep when I couldn't go to sleep. If you could see my soul, if you could see the God on the inside of me, baby, it's not about the robe, but it's about my soul. And I gotta tell somebody, you don't know where he brought me from, but thank be to God, I'm not on my way to hell anymore. But he has saved me. He sanctified me. And I get to tell a dying world, I may not look like much to you, but if you shine the light of miracles, you will see standing before you a miracle. Mother Woods, I can't tell you all that God has done for me, because it's been so many things. Some of them I can't even tell, but I'll tell you this. He is a mother for the motherless. He is a father for the fatherless. I will tell you, his word says, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. I will tell you this. He said, call on me in your day of trouble. I will deliver you. The word says, no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. And like Paul, I gotta tell you, I don't know what you're gonna face tomorrow, but if you will give your hands to God today, I guarantee you, you'll make it through. Don't know how many times your heart been broken, how many times you've been lied on, but I could give you a heart fixer and a mind regulator. I don't know how you feel about God, but I know he loves you so much that he sent his son through 42 generations just that you would have a right to the tree of life. And like the psalmist wrote, how can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you proved your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. But all that I have and ever hope to be, I owe it all. I owe it all. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. For with your blood, Lord, you saved me. With your power, Lord, you raised me. Did he raise you? To God be the glory for the things he has done. But with his power, but with his blood, Lord, you saved me. With your power, Lord, you raised me. The thing you have done.
know what? Dick, I want you to play that. If there's anybody in here that can look over your life and see where you used to be a mess, but now God has made you a miracle, I need you to stand and give him praise. If anybody in here realize how far God has brought you, I need you to just holler, thank you. If God transformed you from what you used to be to who you are now, I need somebody to say, thank you, Lord. I need you to say, thank you, Lord. Is God worthy to be praised? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? I wouldn't let the person next to me stop me from praising God. Oh, I tell you, Dick, you got some dancing music. We want to dance today. How many of y'all ready to dance for the Lord? How many of y'all ready to dance for the Lord today? Can you cut a strut for the Lord today? Hallelujah! 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 Do you feel like praising him? Do you feel like praising God today? Do you feel like praising God today? Hallelujah! 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 Did he pick you up? Did he pick you up? Did he turn you around? Did he place you on solid ground? Hallelujah! Is he worthy today? Is he worthy today? Is he worthy today?